Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan, and I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Chuck Bonnewell, Julie Hayden, we have a little update. We changed our intro a little bit to make it
look better.
Make me look better. Literally, too. Well, go ahead, Julie.
It's Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
Brought
to you by my daughter with better pictures of Chuck, along with Mountain West Wellness Advanced Ag. I'm sorry.
Boy, she's jealous. Doesn't take much jealousy going.
For what am I jealous of?
My good pictures.
Oh, no, yes. at Rocky Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine. Hey, momentarily, we hope to have on with us Colonel John Mills. We've had him before. He's a great author of The War Against the Deep State. And then at 3:30, we're going to have Representative Ken DeGraff on. The Dems have just completely lost their minds at the state capitol this year, right? Well, they've already lost their minds. Now they're just no fear in terms of implementing things, right? A couple of huge court cases this week, right? We've got the Tina Peters trial that starts up in Grand Junction. And then we also have the Supreme Court hearing on the Trump case going up, all involving patriots against Rhino Republicans. Thank you, Rhino Republicans. There is the border bill. I mean, there's tons to talk about there.
The Rhino Republicans for the loss. In federal district court, which was quite cited, that Dick Wadham said, I could easily surmass 75% one of my unopposed elections.
Yeah, we'll have to get into that. Yeah, because that's complicated. But
all right,
we have with us now Colonel John Mills. He is a security expert, author of the book, The War Against the Deep State. Colonel Mills, once again, thank you for being here and thanks for your time.
Yeah, good to have you.
Hey, Chuck and Julie, good to be on your show again.
All right.
So you had a great column up on your Substack website talking about China using proxies in the Middle East and the fact that Biden is getting us in a forever war. And I thought that's just really, you combine that with the reports of Chinese illegal immigrants coming into the United States. And it just seems to me we can't keep a close enough eye on China, unless, of course, you're the Biden administration, and then you're probably paid off. But talk to us about what's going on in the Middle East and China's involvement there.
Oh, well, yeah, everybody, this is what's going on is not what's gone on in the past. This is all China. Iran works for China. Iran has been given the direction and green light to organize the different terrorist group. You got Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza. You got Hattab, Hezbollah in Iraq and Syria to attack our base camps. And the Houthis and the Somalis and now the Sudanese are getting missiles too on the other side of the Red Sea. So they're all working for Iran. Iran is working for China. And these attacks on our base camps, these are the same base camps that President Trump shut down. We achieved success. We destroyed ISIS. We got Baghdadi. We got Soleimani. He redeployed our forces. That's the way it should work. And what did Biden do as soon as he came in? He reopened these base camps, which what is the strategic purpose or end state of these base camps at this point in time? Well, it's doing nothing but giving the enemy a target to shoot at.
Right. I was going to say, it's for the Houthis to shoot at us, maybe? Well, yeah.
Well, I don't quite understand how Biden administration, opens all these base camps that annoys Iran, I suppose, the greater Syria, and then it gives them tens of millions of dollars in sanctions relief, so they have all the money in the world to fund these groups to attack U.S. bases. Am I missing something?
No, it makes absolutely no sense. I mean, but the problem is the whole Biden team has not been penetrated just by China. It's been Rob Malloy, the Obama chief negotiator, and then brought back by Biden to be the chief negotiator. It's a little unclear what his status. He might actually be incarcerated right now. Why? Because he was spying for he was clearly a Iranian spy, and finally they got him.
They have been on a
But
block
this is
site.
the it's just the insanity of the situation here. Rob Malloy and his two lieutenants came from a think tank. They are just obsessed. It's an ideological thing. People flip for ideological reasons, for money reasons, for anger at the country reasons. These people are just back guano ideologically crazy. And so the chief negotiator for working with Iran was taking, I don't know if they were taking money, but they clearly were had this love affair with Iran, and it caught up to them. So this is the craziness of it. So you got people like Valerie Jarrett. She's of Iranian origin. There's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't make her a suspect, but she clearly is just obsessed with throwing Saudi Arabia under the bus and everybody else to create some love affair with Iran. And it's just, no, we don't want, Iran is a dysfunctional, corrupt, hardcore Islamic extremist, which is now the red green thread is totally in bed with China. But I mean, Iran would not exist today if it wasn't for Iran propping them, or excuse me, if it wasn't for China propping up Iran. So Iran, the powers in Iran wouldn't be in power today. The people would have thrown them out by now. But there's a very heavy Chinese footprint in Iran, tens of thousands of advisors. So, they threw us out, but now they're they talk
Well, how
about
big a
they're
footprint
Satan.
does Russia have in Iran?
Russia definitely has advisors in Iran, no question about it. And to be frank, the Russian war effort would have, the major air ability of Russia now are the drones they're buying from Iran. Turkey selling them to Ukraine, and Iran selling them to Russia. Ukraine has effectively shut down the Russian Air Force, but a lot of the deep strikes are being carried out by Russia via drones they're getting from Iran. And that it's unclear, but it looks like Iran watches us very closely and plays back our plays right at us. Remember in 2011, they stole a very high-end, super
Right.
double top secret
Right.
CIA drone because they watched us very closely and they saw the vulnerabilities. And I know that case very well. And they played it right back at us. And what this looks like, that's how they killed our three Americans and wounded several dozen at the base camp that's now revealed in Jordan, because it looks like they watched our tactics, and they snuck one of their killer drones right in front of or right behind of our drone returning to base.
Oh, okay. So, but back to China, what is it that China is? Are they just trying to pester us? I'm assuming also part of it is financial, and that it disrupts, with the in the Red Sea, the sailing, the shipping lanes, and things like that. Or is it just sort of like they just want to do everything they can to just kind of keep needling us? Because if they wanted, they could just attack us, right? Why are they doing it through this proxy way?
Well, because they want to defeat us without having to have a military showdown with us, because they feel that they would lose in a military showdown. So they want to win through unrestricted warfare. Here, a Chinese professor at their war college said the quiet part out loud when he says, "Hey, the Houthis are doing our job for us." Well, yeah, they are, because that's what you told them to do. So, it's twofold. One, degrade us, wear us down as much as possible. Two, they want to push us out. They're blocking world trade. The world trade is just in chaos because of what's going on right now. They've effectively blocked the Suez, not totally, but effectively. I wouldn't be surprised if they bought off the Egyptians, because that's like 15%, 10 to 15% of their GDP. Gross domestic product is the Suez Canal. So, I almost a year ago I talked about in an article that I would not be surprised to see them pay off the Egyptians for, you say, hey, we'll cover you for a year, if you just allow us to block the Suez. But the
You have
other
a nice
thing
road
is
and
they're
belt project.
so what they've also done, what I think was also what they're doing, the third element is they're creating the left boundaries for the initial Chinese sphere of influence, because they're essentially saying, you Western countries, you can't even come to the top end of the Suez in the Eastern Mediterranean. That's now Chinese territory. That's what's going
Okay.
on here. So those are the three elements that are going on.
Wow.
Well, do you see any end to this, or is this just going to be one of those 20-year things
Forever
where,
war again.
forever war?
It's going to continue on until either the Western powers win or China wins. It's as simple as that. It's only going to get worse.
So the United States and Biden finally woke up, or his advisors woke up, and they're launching some attacks, but
But
then
proportional.
proportional, that's right, and they're not too mean. And then there's been some criticism saying they're letting them know they're going to do this so everyone can go away. And so essentially they're just sort of bombing empty warehouses. I mean, talk a little. I mean, is that even remotely effective, or does China and Iran and the Houthis and the whatever just kind of figure that into the cost of doing business, kind of like drug cartels do?
Well, I think just the Biden team problem is they have many masters here, and you know how that
Okay.
works. No man can serve more than one master. So they have many masters. They're very ideologically scattered. I mean, some are bought off and corrupt, some are ideologically crazy, some mean well but can still do horrible things by meaning well. So I think they have a real problem. They don't know what their purpose is. I
Yeah.
think they're convinced of this virtue signaling. Well, we're going to cut you a tiered response, proportional response. We're going to degrade them. We're going to disable. The most recent, Austin has said, we're going to disable them. I mean, does that mean put a parking boot on their car? Does that mean what does disable mean? That's not in the DoD dictionary. We're going to degrade them. Are we going to insult them on social media? I mean, this just doesn't make any sense. So we've essentially, I mean, by some of the reports, it looks like we kind of gave them a heads up. Now, Iraq is saying, oh, you didn't give us any heads up. Come on. I mean, I think that's
We're
a bunch
sorry.
of they,
I
bunch
apologize.
they have to they have to behave they have to behave like that, because otherwise it looked like they were in cahoots on the whole thing. So of course they got a heads up,
Well,
but
they also
right.
appear to have a bipolar approach on Gaza and Israel, where we're giving them all the guns and all the bombs they want, but we're ragging them, saying, quit trying to kill so many civilians. They go, we're not killing civilians intentionally. They go, well, you got to try harder, and
Well, we give them weapons to say, but don't use them.
don't use them too much. Just
Just disable them.
kill the bad guys, and
Shoot them in the knee.
shoot them in the knee. Just wing them.
Proportional meaning, if they shoot and miss us, we're supposed to
Yeah.
shoot at them and miss them. That's proportional, I guess. I mean, this just doesn't make any. This is the problem when you have academics. And nothing wrong with being an academic, but
Oh,
you
yes,
have
it is.
academics and lawyers running the operation. It
Even
just
worse. I
makes
can't
no sense.
imagine a worse combo.
Girl, let me ask you about this with the Chinese thing. I mean, so I was reading a thing, I guess 60 Minutes actually did a report about hundreds of Chinese people are kind of coming in
Southern California,
Southern
or
California. And then you talk about just even the ones at the border. And I want to ask you China's intent here, because I
all
thought,
led by TikTok. TikTok is
TikTok
getting
is
aboard.
giving him directions. I mean, I thought that in China, it's got to be somewhat hard at least to get in and out. So this mass I illegal immigration of Chinese to the United States, what do you make of that?
Well, I think it has several components. One is their economy is an absolute mess right now.
Yeah.
They are in trouble. They can't feed their people. So it's an outlet for them, just like other
Like
messed up
Mexico.
economies
Yeah.
like Mexico. So it's okay. That's that one aspect. But I think there's a nefarious aspect also, I mean, and two, there's people who want to get out of China. That's another component. And so there's also there is clearly, and I spent some time, I think I've mentioned before, down in Panama with Ann VanderSteele and Michael Yon to kind of watch the Chinese. And it's clear that there is a special operations component of these. You look at them, you size them up, you always look at the teeth. That's the number one reason soldiers can't deploy is always dental issues. So look at the teeth. They always got good teeth, flat stomachs, hair, military haircuts, and they don't want to look at you when you're walking around them. So, I mean, that's clearly, I think, a special operations component. Now they're overseeing drug the fentanyl production, but
Yeah.
now they have become the masters of the cartels. The cartels work for them. This is a total flip-flop over the last couple of years. The
Right.
cartels work for them. And they're making 100% of fentanyl, killing 10,000 a month inside of America. Now, it's not only that, now they're muscling in on legal cannabis operations.
Oh,
good, good, good.
Oh, yeah. So, well, this is, we've seen it there, and there's violence, but it's Chinese killing Chinese. So far, it's Chinese killing, it's, but it's in California, Oklahoma, Ohio, Maine. We're seeing evidence of this. So why muscle in on legal cannabis? Well, one, it's absolutely a gateway drug to
Yeah.
fentanyl. This is not your pot from Fast Times at Ridgemont High in the 80s here.
Right.
And I mean, I know some people on our side of the ledger have a meltdown over this. Oh, well, I have a aunt that needs it because of this. Or,
Right.
ladies and gentlemen, there are other products that can be used. And this is absolutely this fraud of legal cannabis, because what's going on here in these states, it's been shown in California, very few people are growing it legally because you
Right.
go broke following
Right. Yes.
All the
the regulate.
regulations.
Yeah. So they're going, well, forget that. And that's happening in all these other states. They're going, well,
Yeah.
there's no way I can make any money doing it with the way the
Right.
state tells me to do it. And so it's out of control.
Right.
So nobody is actually doing, so legal cannabis is a fraud. Nobody's doing it legally anymore.
Right.
And most of the states have just let it, are not even addressing it.
Well,
You
like.
can't bank you can't bank the cash because of federal laws. It becomes
Right.
a high cash operation. Bad people always go to high cash operations. That means
And you
money
can't
laundering
deduct a lot of
all.
your, you can't
Right.
deduct most of your
It's a.
expenses
Well, and I've seen that there's.
legally.
It's high cash. You don't even. It's high cash. You don't even report it. So
Yeah.
Well, and
it's
I was.
always money laundering is always, it's always real estate, gambling, and now it's cannabis. Well, it's also abortion. They always pivot toward high cash operations.
On cryptocurrency. I was reading a thing too to your point about China and the fentanyl. I was also saw a thing was I think in Washington State or somewhere on the Pacific West Coast, they seized like gallons and gallons, like hundreds of pounds of liquid heroin. And I
Right.
thought to myself, enough to like kill everybody in the United States, right? I mean, there's some ridiculous amount. But I
Right.
thought to myself, I mean, the heroin that comes across the border from the South is it's like tar.
Black tar,
Black
yeah.
tar heroin. And I was thinking to myself, that's got to be coming from China too, then, right? I mean, this liquid heroin coming in giant barrels, containers.
Well, I would suggest that probably is actually a form of fentanyl.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
I think heroin is being pushed aside, but
Right.
it's so more efficient and productive to use the synthetic opioids.
Oh, good point.
Absolutely. So I think, I mean,
They're calling
if
it
you want
heroin, but it's
heroin,
probably
well,
fentanyl. Yeah.
yeah, it probably is. I mean, you want to get heroin, you got to go to Afghanistan and deal with the Taliban, which is easier. So it's much easier to just make the synthetic opioid.
Wow,
Well,
that's.
while we've got you, I wonder if you had any opinions on the border bill that came out last
I have
night.
not had a chance. I have not had the chance to read it. And this is, I mean, there should be a legal requirement that everybody
Yeah.
certifies under felony indictment that they have read and understood the documents. But I've not read it yet. But from what I've heard so far, and the reports I've seen so far, and we already have experience. You can no longer trust anything that's a border control bill, and yet it's mostly money for Ukraine.
Right.
And
Right.
Israel, and yes, we have an inspector general now for Ukraine, which I said no more aid until we have an inspector general. But with even a cursory glance, the IG has already come up with $1 billion of fraud, waste, and abuse, and
And that was in the
they
first 10
barely looked.
minutes. Yeah.
But see, the problem is the inspector general for Ukraine is also the Department of Defense inspector general. So he's dual-hatted, and I say no, a dedicated inspector general. Not
Yeah.
you can't You can't take the DOD inspector general and say, oh, now you're also doing Ukraine. No. You need a dedicated, a retired, you know, retired colonel or retired general or admiral and put them in charge. And you know, again, you know, a lot of people don't realize IGs are badged and armed. They're law enforcement and they're law enforcement and they can make arrests on the spot. So, you know, we need a dedicated IG, not a part-time IG.
I've been read sections of 320 plus pages. One of the things that people don't understand who haven't read these kind of bills, they're just substituting language. And they say, okay, this clause will now be part of 32.12.105.6. And you go, oh, what's 32.12.126? And then you got to try to find that statute. And it's not just a straightforward.
Chuck, you wouldn't last 5 minutes in the office of the Secretary of Defense. Welcome to my world. that's exactly what you got to do. Is you got to go through and cross as you mark it up. Because as soon as that sucker comes in, you got to mark it up for the front office, and you got to know all these references. And you, but I mean, you know, after getting the stuffing beat out of you for, you know, 20 years, you get pretty good at this stuff.
Well, sir, where can people find, I mean, you're wonderful as always. Tell us, let folks know where they can, I mean, your book, The War Against the Deep State, you have a regular column I see all the time on Substack. Is that the best place to get you and find you?
Yeah, I'm Colonel Rhett John, Substack, Getter, and Truth. The books, the signed copies, if you want a signed copy of The War Against the Deep State and my first book, The Nation Will Follow, go to Lindell My Store, and there's some nice bundles there. Use code B66. Yeah, code
B66. B66, okay.
Then you'll get a nice discount. If you just want the unsigned copies, you can just go to Amazon. You'll see me regularly on, at Epic Times, at, Newsmax, at Gateway Pundit, on War Room. And then I now have a show regularly called The Situation Room on Worldview Tube. That's Brandon House's, network, Worldview Tube. And it'll also be appearing on, Patriot, television. So Worldview Tube.
Fantastic.
Wow. Congratulations on that.
It's okay. Growing like a wild weed.
That's right. Well, thank you for your, no pun on the weed. Now, thank you for your time, sir, and your insights.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Love
it.
Talking with you.
Thank you, Chuck and Julie, as always. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. All right. Colonel John Mills there. Wow. He's all over the place. I mean, and I think the best thing is if you just kind of Google him. So we've got at 3:30, Ken DeGraff, just to give everybody kind of a heads up, he is in the legislature. So they're doing legislatory things. Hopefully he's holding the line as best he can. So our goal is at 3:30, but bear with us if it takes longer. But in the meantime, I just want to, to do some columns. This is from Jacob. What about the fact that Trump said he would raise tariffs 65% on Chinese goods, and today the Chinese stock market dropped 5%. Well, I know they're having, didn't they, though, they allowed the foreclosure of that, whatever, call it, I want to say Ariana Grande, but that's not it. But the real estate thing, that's bad. From Sandra, they can use essential oils to hell with cannabinoids and psychedelic mushrooms that passed here in Colorado. Well, it's interesting. And I have different views on the whole marijuana industry, but I do think it's nothing but bad news that Canada's involved or that China's involved, right?
It's always good news.
I mean, you know, China is, yeah, it's always good. Okay, Jacob's got his hand raised. Hey, Jacob, go ahead.
Jacob?
I caught it by surprise there. Okay. Hey, Jacob, just go ahead and unmute yourself and just kind of jump in here. That's Donna. Dr. Donna, let me read that later and then we'll look into that. From Sandra, am I the only one that feels all the news lately is just bad news, absolutely debilitating? Everything seems crushing. I want my 70s Colorado back, along with the goddamn bills that the Democrats are trying to get passed. And then meanwhile, great guest, thank you. On top of that, Dick Wadhams also yelled, go to hell, Randy, not to Randy Corbin's face, but when Dick Wadhams is getting on an elevator at the Republican hearing, what an absolute
here now.
Was. Okay.
It was warning me that I'm being recorded. I just wanted to know, when you have this next guest on, I just want to know what he thinks about that new pet tax.
New what?
Pet tax.
Oh, yeah, we got to have that.
$5 for a goldfish.
Yeah. I know. And I guess here's the thing. So they can, you know, I guess I could call and report my neighbor, I think, has some undocumented goldfish.
Yeah.
And they're going to raid the house. I mean, I just think all of it, call me crazy, but it's just, all of it is just more designed to have government in your life and to give government another reason to come knocking on your door, right? Because I would assume you could not get a search warrant to see if, you know.
Well,
if
one of your, any of your pets are procreated, then you know even more.
Well, I know in Westminster. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to ask you, did you hear that the Attorney General is going to run for governor?
Of Colorado? Bill Weiser?
Yeah.
No, where, I mean, I have not heard, that would be shocking to me, unless he means until after, well, I guess that would be the next time. So Polis is term limited, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. I heard somebody who's running for the Attorney General of the state of Colorado. He said that, Weiss is going to move on to the governor, try to get the governorship.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me. Would be though, boy, that would be a, I bet the Democrats are all like frothing at the mouth to see who gets to do that. I mean, that is one area where the Democrats, they weren't particularly united, at least initially the first time around, right? So we'll see. That wouldn't surprise me though. I still think Polis is at one point is going to jump into
Evergrande.
The presidential race. Yeah, Evergrande from Trin. Okay, thanks, Jacob.
Bye.
Okay. Sandra, I agree with Jacob. I'm flipping tired of this damn Colorado Congress, and the person who put up money for pets is from El Paso County. El Paso County is going to hell really fast. The gold from Leo, the goldfish red flag law. Exactly. Well, and one of the things too, I mean, keep in mind, I know they're talking about it. One of the biggest killers of any piece of legislation is the Appropriations Committee. So basically Colorado doesn't have very much money right now. So anything that's going to cost money.
Well, taxing pets is going
to be gonna have to we'll see. Here's the thing though, I think, and this is what I want to talk to Ken about, is, you know, you're reading more and more, they had a big story, the Denver Post, the Democrats are like, you know, that the gun legislation is not kryptonite anymore, right? They're like, we have such a majority here, we don't have to worry about anything.
Rhinos agree with us anyway.
And although, hopefully
George Brockler, you know, red flag,
hopefully we can say famous last words. But, and you know, Sandra, to your point, you know, I have this conversation with Karen Candelino all the time, and she's like, how do you remain cheerful? And I'll get a little philosophical on this for a while, but this is just what I believe, that we are on God's path, and that somewhere around a corner we don't see, if we just each keep doing our individual part on the path, things work out the way they're supposed to work out. And it may not seem like it in the moment. Frankly, it may not happen as quickly, even remotely as quickly as we think. Take a few millenniums. But you know, is that thing when I was a kid, it was the Desiderata, you know, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. So when you get overwhelmed and when you get tired and when you think there is, I'm just going to give up. Don't.
Because call Julie.
Call me and I will cheer. Well, but that's what the enemy counts on, right? So much of this is just a psyop. Keep in mind, look at the polls. Trump is trouncing Biden. Biden is plummeting. And yet they would have you think that, oh, all is doom and gloom. It's like, no, we're actually winning. And that's why they're gearing it up, because you know, they're afraid now. And so that's why they're like, you know, pet bills, they want to do all of this, and they introduce this nonsense. And we got to pay attention to it. And they're hoping, I think, that at some point you just, you know, fall through. Like I was reading just before we came on the show, you know, the new push, Kent Theory, our election enemy, wants to push now jungle voting and ranked choice voting in Colorado, and wants that
jungle
to be
primary.
Wants that to be a ballot initiative. And there's a hearing before the Secretary of State's office, they call it the title board, on that tomorrow, what they name it, because they want to try to get it all under one bill. So, yes. Oh, thanks, Sandra. I hope you are right, Julie. I'm having a really down day. I pray to my angels. I do. Thank you. So that, don't worry. Don't let them get you down, right? That's what they're trying to do. And it's going to be okay. It's not going to be easy.
Take a cannabis.
Yes. Have some cannabis. No. Now, I'm not sure where the pork thing is coming from, Leo or Charlene. So I'm not gonna go there. On the border bill though, let's talk about that. It is kind of funny when Colonel Mills said he hadn't read it. It's like no one read it, right?
Well, no, it's 300, and you can't really, because I said it makes reference to this page and the, so to understand it takes, you know, to understand, let's say 25 pages. You know, often it takes you a day.
Took a few big things though that I read about it that seemed to be key, and that is, one is that, number one, it wouldn't trigger the asylum stuff or stopping anybody from coming in until it reached 8,500 people a day,
No, no, no. It's 5,000-day average over a week and any one
One
day.
day.
But then they have all these other provisions. It's interesting.
It's a 5 times 7. It's 35,000. So
35,000
once
a
it
week,
lets
yeah.
35,000 through in a week that we know of, right?
Well, yeah, if it's 4,000 a day, he can if he wanted to, and more often.
Well, and
Right.
then the
And
other.
if it's 5,000,
Here we don't
then
think.
he has to, and then if it's 8,500 for any particular day.
Well,
But you have to read all. There's another provision. There's two other provisions in there. One, unaccompanied children from anywhere but Canada and Mexico don't count. So you could have, let's see, 500 of
they
them.
let your parents in. I mean,
Well,
and if you're with an unaccompanied child,
yeah.
right?
So that, so
So
they
that'll increase
that's one.
trafficking. That'll increase child sex
And
trafficking.
then there's the other provision. This is a good one. This one says that, despite anything that may be in here, if the president determines it's against national best interest, then he could suspend any of these limits for 45 days. And of course, you'd have to go good cause to do it again and again and again, sort of like COVID emergencies. And so there really is no stopping. I mean,
It's just
I love that. You always said, wait a minute, where did this provision go? The president, if he deems it a national interest, can suspend any
right.
mandatory closing of the border or
Yes.
anything else in here.
And that's the thing, again, as we had Todd Watkins pointed out, all the rules are there. They don't need more bills, right? They have everything they need. They just have to enforce it. So, and the bigger question over all of that is, okay, well, if they're not enforcing the current law, what makes us think they would enforce this
Oh,
one?
come on.
Nothing. I mean,
We just need a
thank God
comprehensive.
Ken Buck would still not see enough evidence
Yeah, that's right.
to try to
All
impeach
right. Well,
Mayorkas.
as of half an hour ago, there were 19 Republicans that had opposed the bill. That's a lot, really, because
Right.
you're supposed to get 26. So I don't think it's in McConnell's hands anymore. It's in Schumer's hands. But
Two
so
Democrats, I think.
three, they're up to
It's
three.
up to three.
But the question is, would you have a majority of Republicans for it or against it? Now there's, I think there's 16 to 20 that have committed to b backing it. And so there's 10 or so
Well,
that
and
are going
here's
to
the
make the
thing.
difference.
The point is too on that. I mean, I think we all need to keep in mind always. It's like, okay, what's the truth, straight up behind all of this? This actually has nothing to do with the border. They're not going to do anything with the border. They're just giving them all cover so they can vote for more money for Ukraine, right? I mean, that's an
Well,
underlying
no,
point of.
they
Well, I
thought,
mean, politically, they might be able to make hay with
no,
this.
they thought, hey, let's do a win-win. We'll
We'll screw you
bargain.
on the border,
We'll
and we'll screw
bargain
you.
with Rich McConnell. Oh, okay, bargain, yeah. And we'll make it hugely great for us. And then we'll also take the 60 million and all the other goodies for the thing. And they got things in the border bill. I don't know how many billions are supposed to go out to nonprofit groups to help with the resettlement of people and
Right,
stuff. And
exactly. Well, then you have the city of Lakewood, and Lakewood is now putting out stuff because of all the misinformation,
disinformation.
disinformation. Oh, we
That's
got Ken should
unfair.
be joining us pretty quick. Bottom line, though, is what Lakewood says is Denver is like, okay, we have way too many illegal immigrants. I mean, they release like
Lakewood says,
800 a
we
day.
don't have enough.
And Lakewood says, we'll take them. It's like,
Yeah,
and
go
Denver's like,
for it.
okay. It's like, what part of this crisis in Denver are you not paying attention? When you even have Mike Johnson saying, hey, we can't handle this anymore, when you've got Jared Polis, what kind of idiotic council members and mayor in Lakewood are saying, oh, we'll take them? It's because it's worked out so well for all those other cities, right? It's like poor Ramey Johnson was kind of like, oh, she's crazy.
What happened to my Lakewood?
And then well, there was, Leo was saying they should have all the people who cross the border who are between like 16 and 45 work on the border wall.
Yeah.
And then Sandra says, great thinking, Leo. And then Charlene says, exactly, Julie, the border is cover for money to Ukraine. It's not even closing the border. It's all perception. Well, and the good news is I think fewer and fewer people are being fooled by that. Because again, I mean, when you've even got 60 Minutes, and the 60 Minutes, and I just saw the Twitter thing, when the 60 Minutes person was freaking out about like they're watching just literally hundreds of Chinese people, and the Border Patrol now has at this one place has a Mandarin translator,
Excellent,
right?
excellent,
Because who
excellent.
know, right?
But these
So
might be Cantonese. They may need a Cantonese
well, and so these
translator.
hundreds of people kind of what they do is they pay $1 billion, they drop them off here, and then they. Why they don't close this hole, I don't know, because it's just a hole in
Well,
the
that would be a
wall,
little
right? You
rude.
just need to
Well,
close
that
that. Call me crazy. So they just come through, and you could see, and the reporter was just like, Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
There does seem to be a lot of people. And then they all go there and they wait in the border patrol. Like Todd explains, they don't chase them or arrest them. They had to get people who speak Mandarin now in there to process them.
They learn the dialect. They got to get them.
And then they come into the country. So, I you know, but I think the Democrats don't care. I mean, that's what, not to be a bummer again, Sandra, but that's what worries me, is that they have the election under such control that that's why they don't worry. Just like they're saying at the Colorado legislature, it's like, we can pass all the gun laws we want. You can't hurt us like that. And I think we have Ken DeGraff with us. Ken, are you there? But he may be joining. Ken, if you've joined us on Zoom, go ahead and unmute yourself. Or
I should be unmuted now.
You
all
are.
Right.
Can
yep, you, we can.
We can hear you.
Gotcha.
All right.
There he is. There he is. All dressed up, looking professional.
There is so much to talk about. I wanted to get, first we got the whole, Israel thing. We've got pet taxes. We've got crazy Democrats. But I wanted to play this soundbite first because this, I think, sort of sums up the insaneness. You apparently were trying to talk about, it's a bill that has to do with foster parents and transgender kids, et cetera, et cetera. And you were trying to make a point. And I guess we cannot use the word groomer, which is a person who's a child predator.
Just play it.
Because it's mean. But Todd or Thomas, if we could please play the DeGraff soundbite. This is from the other day at the Capitol.
So a letter that I received from a doctor of the head of the chapter of Colorado chapter leader of Gays Against Groomers and a member of the LGBT.
All right, come on.
Sir,
Representative DeGraff, we are not going to use the word groomer or grooming in this debate. It is pejorative. It is speaking to personalities in violation of Rule 23D. Please find ways to express yourself without using pejorative words and transgressing the rules. Please continue.
The name of their organization is what I read. They have a First Amendment right to name their organization whatever they want.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Representative. We're going to have a brief recess.
I mean, talk about insanity. Groomers.
Oh, that was great.
Pejorative is having a negative connotation. Like, there's a positive connotation to preying on children sexually. I mean, what is going on there?
Democrat was that?
Yeah.
Which Democrat was that? The
chair. Rep Weissman. He was the chair. And He was probably preloaded based on, anticipating that I might say something. I did not expect that result. I just did not expect that to happen. So somebody's asked me if I set that all up, and they're like, I did not. I could not see that
coming.
Who knew
they would be that stupid? I mean, it's like, that's like saying, again, you call somebody a murderer. Like, well, that's just mean. It's like, well, they're a murderer. It's like, what do you call a groomer? It's like,
well, it's like National Association of Colored People. You know, no, we don't refer to them as colored people. We refer to them as African Americans. What's the name of the organization? NAACP. No.
Well, it's the in the land of woke, facts don't matter. In the church of woke, rather, facts don't matter. That's kind of the where I work on a daily basis. So,
well, talk to us about this morning too, because I mean, I thought that was bad enough, and then I heard, and you'd sent me a text about. So, one of the Republican representative had made an arrangement to have some delegates from Israel and some representatives of the families of the people who are being held hostage, and they were going to come, be honored and supported. But we can't have that at the Colorado House of Representatives either, apparently, right?
No, we can't have that. And I guess based on the what I'd heard from Ron Weinberg, and then what the text that he put out and that I sent to you was that they just could not in the House. They did not feel comfortable letting that happen without a major disruption. Now, I don't think it's hot water, but I mean, there's been a little bit of attention on me for the vote around Black History Month, and I just talked to KRDO about that. They could not. But the we listened to some of the family members, and I got to go through a line and shake their hands and, you know, tell them thanks for being here, thanks for standing with us. And, you know, it's a real tragedy that, I mean, that it's almost like so much of that has gone out of the news cycle that, you know, we forget, but they live with that hell every single day, to find out what their, you know, the status of their loved ones are, and hoping, you know, just praying that there'll be some resolution. One gentleman was speaking of that day, and it really stood out because he said, normally when Hamas sends rockets over, then there's the Iron Dome, and then it's all. And I just thought, I can't even imagine a normally when rockets go over your head. And then it turned in. Now, why? I don't know what happened with the Iron Dome that day, if it was just overwhelmed, because he said it was, you know, hundreds of rockets for hours on end. But then, you know, he did say it's like at some point, you know, you have to choose the light or the darkness. And, you know, there's this, the what I call the bougie lucianaries of the of the party here, that is trying to court this, you know, this Marxist revolutionary, you know, and then, you know, of course, you know, everybody that they, you know, everybody that can be oppressed, and saying, oh, well, stand with Palestinians because they're oppressed, you know, without looking at the history of, you know, without looking at the history of what and how that happened. And, you know, they've worked themselves into a frenzy over it. And, you know, now to the point where they can't even wrest themselves away from, you know, that this slaughter of innocents is really truly evil, and that these people that they have been supporting as, you know, pretending they're, you know, they're revolutionary, and, you know, all in, standing up to, you know, the patriarchy together, or whatever their narrative is, that these people are truly evil. And I don't think they allow their mind to grasp the level of evil that has transpired.
Well, and let me ask you then to go ahead, and I'm glad you brought it up, because I was also going to ask you this about this. So now, not only are you apparently, you know, mean to child sex predators, you're racist now. I mean, explain. I mean, and God knows by the end of the day, now you're you're pro anti-Hamas. That's bad. Probably you don't even like Taylor Swift, for all we know. But
I know who Taylor Swift is, but I couldn't tell you any songs, so I don't have any personal animosity there.
Talk about this Black History Month thing.
Well, Black History Month, and I just talked to KRDO, so Anna Childress, so we'll see how that interview turns out. I'm always
it'll turn out well.
Good. Okay. Good. And I sent her over the paper, and I can send that over to you if you'd like to post it for your readers. I just took the notes from my speech, and I laid out, and I said, this is why I'm talking about it, because, you know, what were we doing? We were decrying slavery past. So my overall point was, and I didn't get to this point really in my speech, which, you know, I wasn't disrupting anything. I was just taking my time. Now, as I told Annabelle, that I would have preferred to have read Frederick Douglass, What to a Slave is the 4th of July. That's an incredibly moving speech. And if you've read and just brilliantly written, and I would encourage anybody to read that. It's just absolutely amazing. It was an absolutely phenomenal. The man was a genius. The only problem with Frederick Douglass is how stupid you feel after you've read Frederick Douglass, because you know, that man, he was self-educated, and just an absolute genius. But, so, you know, last year in support of the green energy death cult, the Democrats, and not all the Democrats, but most of the Democrats and the Black Caucus as a bloc, all voted for for the continuation of supporting subsidies for batteries, in this case, that were made with rare earth materials that came from countries that engage in child slavery, other slavery as well, but, you know, child Child slavery seems like it's a little bit more. And, you know, we had the conversations like this is an opportunity that we have because it's in the same line of the blood diamonds. Like if you want to improve the conditions for the people that are in those positions, then you use the moral authority that you have. And in this case, it would just be to say, hey, we are not going to allow any of our Colorado taxpayer money that's extracted by force from Coloradans, which is another form of compelled labor. But we're not going to allow any of that money to go towards materials that are sourced from countries that utilize
child slavery.
Now, the problem with that, of course, is that, you know, what the Democrats decided is that the most important thing is that we get those batteries. And I think we need to find the quote, but it was Rep. Weissman again, but he explained how we, you know, in the decades that we have remaining, that we need these EVs, we need these batteries in order to, you know, support, you know, the children that we have here in the United States.
So a little bit of child slavery, you know.
Child slavery is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, it's only a value until you trade it for something you value more, right? So, you know, what we said is we're opposed to slavery, but we like EV batteries better. If we can get EV batteries, then we're okay with slavery. And it wasn't a matter of not getting the batteries. It was a matter of that we could have used the entire premise is ridiculous. You know, I've broken it down repeatedly, and the contribution that you, me, anybody else has to the greenhouse effect is one part in a trillion. And and they want to charge us they want us to pay $10,000 per year per person for, you know, something that will have mathematically have no effect whatsoever. But, you know, but instead they're going to focus on, you know, they won't let themselves be broken away from that. And instead of looking at that and going, wow, you know, this is, you know, what a relief. We don't have to do this. They're like, nope. And they just blinders on, ideology forward, and, you know, damn the facts, full ideology ahead. And, you know, we're going to subsidize child slavery. So that was the overall point. And Annabelle, you know, she asked me, it's like, well, you know, so what, you know, with the vote, and it's like, well, you know, would we be talking about this? Would people be aware that the Democrats voted three times to subsidize child slavery in these third world countries with horribly environmentally degrading practices just to support their green energy death cult? Would we be talking about that? And I'd say no.
You know, the Post, the Sun, Colorado Politics, the Gazette, they'll all be covering it. It'll be there.
Well, and you're right. So you're like just sort of pointing out the hypocrisy of Black History Month when actually the same people who are all over the place with Black History Month are supporting Black child slavery. And so it's like
Chinese child slavery.
We only got a couple of minutes left, but one of our listeners wanted us to be sure to ask you this pet tax.
I'm for that.
Does it exclude Pomeranians? I mean, what's the deal with that?
No, and I had to pull it up, the tax poem, and I won't read it all, but, you know, the tax is land, tax is bed, tax the table at which he's fed, tax is tractor, tax is mule, taxes are the rule, and it goes on, and it's on, you know, tax is horse, is cow, is goat, you know, and it's ridiculous, and it's like, as many things as they tax, it's like, you know what, they forgot to tax pets. So the Democrats have gone past this ridiculous tax bill poem, which is, you would think it looks like it covers absolutely everything, and it turns out they left off goldfish. So so nobody really knows, you know, I haven't actually read the bill yet, but it's just, and it'll be the standard thing. It's going to be, you know, you have this government control, this hook, they're going to wrap it in some emotionalism, and then they'll swallow it right to the sinker every single time. And it'll be like, well, we have to save the pets. It's like, you know what? The pets have been doing just fine.
Okay.
Save the pets. Hey, listen, Kevin, you've been great.
Yeah, thank you.
For doing all your hard work. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like we should send you care packages or something, just donations, you know, something like that.
Kind of like Hunger Games. We'll send you a little packet that comes through the air.
Well, I do. I am going to have to raise some money. So, Ken DeGraff for HD22.com. If you want to support something I hate doing, but I can guarantee you the corporate donors are not lining up at my door. So I think
I'm
that's
sure.
fantastic. I would rather be beholden to the grassroots and shoe leather. So
well, I'll talk
that's
to,
who
I'll
I'm in
talk,
it for.
I'll talk to Phil about it.
Yeah, no. All right.
I think I have a dinner with them tomorrow night or something.
Yeah,
like
I'm
that.
Sure you do. I'm sure you do.
Thank you so much for your time and all the work you do there.
Thank you,
Ken. You're great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, take care.
Okay, thank you. Representative Ken DeGraff there. Yeah, Ken for HD22. He is going to need it. It's just ridiculous there, the kind of stuff they have to go through.
I love that thing. Groomers, it's the name of the organization. We'll take a break here.
Leo says there should be a tax on any Democrat that breeds. Well, they don't. That's a
they don't breed. That's a good part. And yeah. They take their kids and they sterilize them and gender affirming care. So
yeah. Hey, listen, that's going to wrap it up for us today. On Wednesday, we've got a great show. We're going to have on the folks with America First Legal Foundation. They're one of the groups, like we mentioned earlier, this Supreme Court hears the Trump case this week, and they're one of the they filed an amicus brief. They'll be talking about that, and we'll be talking with Dave and everybody about that too. And then we'll have Mark Poff on. He's my favorite law enforcement expert.
Is he your
guy
favorite?
Yeah,
it's not our favorite.
Was he your favorite too?
Yeah.
Okay, he's our favorite. He's our favorite law enforcement.
My favorite. My personal favorite.
Some interesting stuff going on. I mean, just the law enforcement and judicial system is just going down the tubes faster than you can realize. And Mark has been now on the defense side of things, and he's got
It's a different life, isn't it?
A different, whole thing. So I want to thank Ken and Colonel Mills, Thomas at ABS, everybody there on Zoom, and we'll see you guys all on Wednesday.
Take care. We appreciate you calling in, Jacob, everyone else. So have a great beginning of the week.